AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama says he's convinced reestablishing U.S.-Cuban ties will be good for the entire hemisphere.
If we can continue to move forward and seize this momentum in pursuit of mutual interests, then better relations between the United States and Cuba will create new opportunities for cooperation across our region.
He was at the Summit of the Americas, where he met with Cuban leader Raul Castro. National civil rights organizations are urging Senate leadership to immediately call for a vote to confirm Loretta Lynch as Attorney General. The Reverend Al Sharpton says they'll go daily to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's office until he calls for a vote.
The U.S. Senate will not even schedule a vote on who will head the Justice Department. Is an insult to the American public.
The funeral has been held for the South Carolina man shot in the back and killed by a North Charleston police officer after the service for Walter Scott. Congressman Jim Clyburn said he encourages more people to take cell phone videos like the one that showed what really happened to Scott.
Keep them charged up and keep the video running. And whenever you think you can be that ram in the bush, be it.
A Red Cross medical aid plane has arrived in Yemen's rebel-held capital, Sana'a. AP correspondent Joseph Kraus has more.
The International Committee of the Red Cross says it was able to land a flight filled with medical supplies in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. The city has, of course, been held by the Houthi rebels since last September. This is the second supply flight in as many days, and it's bringing desperately needed supplies for humanitarian aid groups who say that they've really been suffering with shortages.
Meanwhile, officials in Yemen say Houthi rebels have killed three Saudi border guards. This is AP Radio News. A British paper has published images from a video that appear to show the recent London Diamond District heist gang in action.
The Daily Mirror newspaper has published surveillance camera images that appear to show the thieves in action. The images show several men, their faces covered with dust masks, entering and leaving the high-security storage facility in London's famed Diamond District. Pretending to be construction workers, they're wearing fluorescent vests and hard hats and calmly carrying bags and wheeling garbage bins. After two nights of work, they're left with the contents of 72 safety deposit boxes of jewellery. Police have not yet disclosed the value of the stolen goods. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Officials say a two-year-old boy is recovering after falling several feet into a cheetah exhibit at the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. The fire department tells the plane dealer the boy's mother was holding him and another child. The boy slipped and fell into the pit. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.